outside.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford. This week, we're going to be digging into episode 2 of our Drastic Plastic, The Rock Dig. It's our archaeological dig down into the UK's underground music scene in the 60s and 70s. This is episode 2, so we invite you now to get into your Wayback Machine, strap on your seatbelt, and away we go.
To
cigarettes. He took it, afraid that he might appear rude, then proceeded to sell me some second-class food. Nice guy, meet him everywhere.
Thank you.
Welcome back. What we just heard in our opening set for this evening, that was Mott the Hoople, coming from the band's 1971 release, Brain Capers, their fourth album, and actually their only album to this point that never even charted in the UK. And this was a track from that album, kind of an unhinged piece, a song called The Moon Upstairs. That's Mott the Hoople. Before that, it was Kevin Ayers, the former Soft Machine man, and a recording back in 1970. This was released as a single on Harvest Records back in September of 1970. It's a song called Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes, and it was one song that some critics believe was the quintessentially English tribute to the Velvet Underground sound. Again, recorded in 1970, Kevin Ayers. And we began things off, well, you have to go back to 1967, when Jeff Beck teamed up with Rod Stewart and then later added Ronnie Wood and Mickey Waller to record this album, a Jeff Beck album simply entitled Truth, back in 1968. This was a track, a single from that album. It was actually a Yardbirds tune, of course the song Shape of Things, and the album Truth did quite well, perhaps, in the States, hitting the Billboard charts at number 15, but never really made any impact at all in the UK. Maybe in the future we will sample the Yardbirds song as well. Shape of Things, 1968, Jeff Beck. We've got more music lined up for you here on the Drastic Plastic program. This is the Rock Dig episode. Do stick around.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Well, let's talk about the controversial thing, the vaccine. Who's not going to take the vaccine because they think it might be dangerous? Raise your hands. Now take that hand and slap yourself in the fucking face. Did you hear that? That was the voice of fucking reason, wasn't it? The spread of COVID was directly linked to how dense the population is, and some of the population really quite fucking dense.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CQUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Better, yeah, I'm gonna start to wait. Oh yeah, watch. watching. I've been looking over your shoulder. Move a little closer. Come on, girl.
Cat, you're where it's at. No one lets in on every play.
The Ian's out.
Big girl.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
Hold your group together with Road to Sound Stream.
Shadow of the sun, watching the people just for fun, walk, push, shove and run. He counts the clouds one by one, the waiting game has begun. No one knows what he's done.
See the man who is mad. The man.
Thank you.
you are today, talking with nothing else to say. Is this the price we have to pay?
And welcome back. What we just heard in that last set? Well, actually, we have to go back to 1967, and a fellow named Gary Walker, who he himself decided that he was going to start a band, so he grabbed two Liverpudlians. One, a fellow named Joey Molland, who would later become a guitar player for Badfinger, and also a lead singer from a band called the Crying Shames, a fellow named Charlie Crane. They also recruited a bass player from London, a guy named John Lawson, and the three of them became a band known as Gary Walker and the Rain. Well, they put out one album, simply entitled Album Number 1, but what we heard was a 7-inch recording on the Japan Philips label, a song called The View, which was released back in 1968. Before that, we heard from a band called The Mooch, who formed back in February of 1967, and perhaps they were most famous for, it was opening up for The Soft Machine at the Marquee Club in London back in 1967 at what was then billed as a psychedelic freakout. They played for a number of years, yet only released one song. The song that we heard, a 7-inch on Pi Records, a song called Hot Smoke and Sassafras, which actually is a cover version of a song written by and written and performed by a Texan band called Bubble Puppy. But we heard the Mooch's version. And we began things off with a band known as The Action. And this was the follow-up to their debut single, which was entitled Land of a Thousand Dances. This was a 7-inch recording from them on Parlophone Records back in 1966. And perhaps maybe their biggest hit of all, simply a song called I'll Keep Holding On, which actually was a bit of a minor hit in the States, not much of an impact in Britain. In fact, according to bass player Mike Evans, who once said, the only way we're going to actually make it was to have lots of people go out into the shops and buy the singles, since Radio Anywhere was simply not playing our music. That was The Action and their single, I'll Keep Holding On. Do stick around, more music for you. This is the Drastic Plastic Program, CKUT 90.3.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You are listening to The Rock Dig, an archaeological look at psychedelic pop, prog, hard rock, and the freak folk scene of the British underground in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now, crank this motherfucker up.
Now it's
And welcome back to the spoken word segment of the program. What we just heard in that last set, that was a band called Wicked Lady, and they were formed back in 1968 with guitarist Martin Weaver and bass player Bob Jeffries. Now, Wicked Lady had only one singular objective, and that was to be the loudest band in the entire Northampton area, and that they were. Primarily a band that was supported largely by biker gangs, finding absolutely very few venues that would put them up because of their earth-shattering sound. And in fact, they never even got a recording contract. The song that we heard, a song called Run the Night, was actually from a series of rehearsal tapes that the band had performed in 1968. Again, that's Wicked Lady and a track called Run the Night. Before that, it was over to Glasgow, Scotland, and a band called the Beatstalkers. They were known in and around the Glasgow area as being kind of the Scottish Beatles. So they decided to try their luck in London, headed out there to do some recordings, put together a string of 7-inch recordings, some of them with even a lending hand from David Bowie. And this was their final single that they released. It was on CBS Records, a song called Little Boy, recorded back in 1969. And we began things off with the band The Pretty Things. Just a fantastic band, originally forming in 1963. They were part of the British blues and R&B boom of that time. And then later in the 60s, throughout a lot of different lineup changes, they embraced the kind of psychedelic sounds that would later, identify them as one of Britain's best psychedelic bands. They didn't perhaps enjoy the greatest of success, perhaps on stateside. Although they were critically acclaimed and had a very devoted fan base, they put out a number of different albums. And this particular song that we heard, a song called Talking About the Good Times, was actually one of their first 7-inch singles released on the Columbia record label back in 1968. That's The Pretty Things. More music for you. Do stick around. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic program. This is 90.3 CKUT.
If your dolly's got a pain, that hurts her little back. Could be something that she ate, or just a mild heart attack. Better safe than sorry, just open up her chest. Make sure she won't go into a cardiac arrest. Kitco's got a toy that'll make her heart start beating. It's got little plastic paddles and band-aids to stop bleeding. Spun the paddles on her chest, three and zap away.
Clear!
And watch your Kitco defibrillator bring her back to life today.
The Kitco defibrillator, because cardiopulmonary resuscitation can be fun.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin, backed by the evil Orthodox churches, church of fools and witches, as you pilfer other countries' riches. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Dictatorial dick. Evil religious prick. Yo.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
Rock and roll.
the beer of great renown. Friendly, fresh thing, Rheingold, always happily dry. The clean, clear taste you want in beer is in Rheingold Extra Dry.
From Lexington to Madison and on both sides of Park,
they ask for Rheingold Extra Dry
before and after dark.
From Coney to Connecticut on Flatbush Avenue,
from Jersey scenes way out to Queens, they sing as millions do. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Friendly, fresh thing and happily dry beer. Dry means clean and it's clear. Dry means thirst quenching beer. Join the millions who buy Rheingold beer extra dry.
Driving me mad, you're making me sad, you're treating me bad. Oh. Soon the teardrops will stop and we'll be apart. Now isn't that sad?
My low running round, my life's going down, and now the future's not so.
Monday night, 11 p.m., that means that the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder is on the air! I'm your captain, and tonight, your usual grab bag of punk rock, psychedelic and garage music. reflecting the signs of the times. We're going to have The Clash, and stay tuned for the Yardbirds, the Leather Uppers, the Deadly Snakes, the Germs, Black Flag, two songs that have the same name but that are totally different songs, and so much more. We're going to start it off right here. Get those devil horns ready. Here's the Melvins.